If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Highway to Health's 2-Minute Tune-Up Series, simple ways to improve your state of health today. I get asked a lot to cover food and diet on the show. This can be a complicated subject with many theories. While I'm not a nutritionist, I did train early in my career to be a nutritional counselor and have a strong understanding of nutrition from the macro level, talking about proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, also known as lipids, and micronutrients, vitamins and minerals the body needs in very small amounts, and phytonutrients, natural compounds found in plant foods such as fruits, vegetables, whole grain products, and legumes. One thing just about all food scientists can agree upon is the power of antioxidants. Rich in micro and phytonutrients, they are found in fresh, delicious foods in your produce section right now. To keep it simple, antioxidants are substances that can prevent or slow damage to cells caused by free radicals, unstable molecules that the body produces as a reaction to environmental and other pressures. Think of antioxidants as powerful superheroes, foiling villains' plots before their evil missions can ever take place. There's plenty of scientific evidence that eating foods high in these antioxidant superheroes is one of the best safeguards against cancers, heart disease, stroke, and dementia. And summer is the best time to take full advantage of their support. The antioxidants you're looking to include are foods high in vitamins C and E, selenium, and carotenoids such as beta-carotene, lycopene, and lutein. To get a good balance of these micro and phytonutrients, think about eating colorfully. The colors themselves signify varying levels of nutrients, and the more variety, the better. With that in mind, here's your shopping list, and you need to go no further than the produce section of your grocery store. Your best antioxidant fruits, in no particular order, are red grapes, peaches, raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, red currants, figs, cherries, pears, guava, oranges, apricots, mango, cantaloupe, watermelon, papaya, and tomatoes. And for vegetables, you should include broccoli, spinach, carrots, potatoes, artichokes, cabbage, asparagus, avocados, beetroot, radish, lettuce, kale, sweet potatoes, squash, pumpkin, garlic, onions, and bell peppers, especially the red ones. They're higher in vitamin C. While eating whole foods is richer in nutrients than drinks, you can also get your antioxidants from green tea, matcha, herbal tea, coffee, beet juice, pomegranate juice, and acai juice. My suggestion is to make a shopping list of your favorites as a reminder that you can have on hand with you while you're shopping. And if you have a longer list of food allergies, consult a nutritionist or functional medicine specialist to figure out some workarounds to ensure you're making the most of the foods that you can eat. This has been your 2-Minute Tune-Up. Be well, my friends.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.